We must kill this drill.
Kill the drill.
Kill the drill.
That's New York City Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer. He's among the city politicians and environmental activists who oppose the state's plan to allow gas drilling through horizontal hydraulic fracturing, or hydrofracking. The method uses millions of gallons of water, sand, and chemicals to blast open gas-containing rock deep underground. Opponents and a handful of supporters testified at a recent hearing in New York.
We don't even let people build a house near the watershed, and now you're telling us we're going to let people drill in the watershed after we've spent over $1 billion? We're not going to have that happen here tonight.
The Catskill Mountains in southern New York supply New York City's drinking water, water so pure that it isn't even filtered. Both the city's watershed and the nearby Delaware River Basin lie above huge deposits of natural gas, and thousands of landowners in those areas have signed leases to permit drilling on their property. Delaware River outfitter David Jones notes that gas burns more cleanly than other fuels.
This is a good, clean resource. It must be developed. We desperately need this.
Scott Rotruck is another defender. He is a vice president of the Texas-based Chesapeake Energy, the largest company poised to expand gas drilling in New York State.
Yes, we understand the environmental concerns. With that being said, we know without a doubt we could drill safely in any watershed. We have proven this time and time again and successfully in eco-sensitive areas across the country.
Despite that, he confirmed that following a public outcry, Chesapeake will not seek to drill within the New York City watershed. Other gas companies have made no such promise, and Kathy Kenney of the New York State Petroleum Council, which represents the oil and gas industry, says that no ban within the watershed is needed. She disputes the claims of some landowners that their water was ruined by drilling that caused explosions and water so full of gas that it can be ignited with a match.
It could be coincidental, but as of now, all of these state authorities are investigating these, as they should. But up till now, there is no causal link between the hydrofracking that's going on and some of these claims.
But Pennsylvania recently fined the Cabot Oil and Gas Corporation for drilling that ruined the drinking water of at least 13 families and for illegal discharges of toxic waste. Studies of gas drilling in western states have found similar problems, as well as severe air pollution. In New York State, where the bedrock is highly radioactive, scientists say drilling will also create radioactive wastewater thousands of times above the safe limit. Opponents such as physician Vincent Pedre say a complete ban is necessary to protect human health.
This stuff is toxic in our water supply. It's toxic in the water supply for upstate New York. It's toxic everywhere. It should be banned throughout the entire state.
Alex Mathiason is president of Riverkeeper, a group that works to protect freshwater sources. He notes that hydrofracking uses enormous quantities of water, at least 2 million gallons each time a gas well is fracked, and could deplete local aquifers and lakes.
It seems unsustainable to think that we've got enough water to basically lubricate this process in a way that's not going to cause serious water deprivation for some of those communities up in New York.
Mathiason says that Riverkeeper supports a ban on all gas drilling within the New York City watershed and tight regulations elsewhere in the state. New York currently has only 17 gas well inspectors to monitor gas drilling. They could have more than 40,000 new wells to oversee if New York State goes ahead with hydrofracking permits next year. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.